know more about what matters in your life because you listen to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The opinions expressed on this edition of Pensacola Expert Panel are not necessarily those of News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, but rather the opinions of the sponsor, Claimology, with host Matthew Vanderford.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. Joining me now is Matthew Vanderford with Claimology. Good morning.
Hi. That's why I think I brought my notepad today. We're going to help everybody out there in radio listener land and anybody who tunes in on Facebook Live.
Let me put the microphone up
there
to
you go.
Yes, good morning. And we're just going to have some fun today talking about, I don't know, life and events and weather and claims and crow's hats and feathers. Amazing.
Isn't that so cool?
Beautiful.
I was mentioning before, somebody brought me a beautiful black hat with crow's feathers, and it even has two amazing brooches and chains. It's gorgeous, and I don't even know who did it, and it's now, I'm so excited. And plus, crow feathers, crows represent, like, bringing messages from heaven. So I think that that's just so
yeah,
beautiful.
Related to the raven.
That's true.
Related to the raven. Very, very significant animal on the ark in the story of the Bible.
And it, yes, very, and also, I think they're so stoic and powerful looking.
Edgar Allan Poe.
Yes.
Ooh, yes.
Love me some Poe.
Found a great book that my 13-year-old and I used to, well, now he's 14, used to read. It was an Edgar Allan Poe, like lost poems and riddles. And like, I found it in the Goodwill store, right? And it was so cool. And like all these riddles and like their brain teasers, and there's Edgar Allan Poe, like, esque stuff. It's really, really neat. That was cool. And so ravens are really, really neat.
Let me tell you, never underestimate what you can find at a thrift store. I like finding good deals on brand new things. And but the other day I had to shop for a mirror. Mm-hmm. But I would have been a lot happier if I had found the one I was hoping in my brain. Like in my brain, I made up an antique mirror. And I was hoping, like, if I walk into this Goodwill, it's going to pop out at me. And it didn't, but, you know, found a good bargain. But you can find really cool things like that at a thrift store.
Absolutely.
You've saved money and you're recycling, upcycling.
Yes, yes. You can always do those neat, handy, crafty things. You can take a mirror and you can take some wood and you can stain it and you can beat it up and you can glue it to the sides and you can do some stuff. We did that at the house, right? You can make it. We took one mirror one time and so I don't drink anymore, right?
Yeah.
But when I drank a lot. And so we have a mirror in the house. Well, no longer the house, because last week we talked about divorce, right? This is part of it, right?
Right.
This is part of the stuff.
Yep, this so, is part of the stuff. We're doing the stuff. We're doing the life together.
Yes. So that mirror that we made had all bottle caps of beer that I had that I drank, and I super glued them all around the mirror. And it's a huge thing. Like, it's really cool. I like it, but then I look at it, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's a lot of beer.
It catches up.
Yeah. And so I was like, you know what? Man, I'm very fortunate. I'm very grateful not to be consuming my energy that way.
Ooh.
Yes.
That's very good, actually. I love that. You know what? We waste our energy on a lot of different things, worrying or drinking too much or, you know, what somebody else is doing with their life. I feel like that's like a big one right now.
I don't like the word waste. I like redirect. Or because I say misdirect, but it's not really a misdirect, because we're always in our path to find ourselves, right?
Right.
We're always on that path. So we're never even misdirected, really. But maybe we get lost on the way.
Navigating?
Yeah, yeah, a little
navigating.
Bit. Yeah, we kind of take our bumps, you know?
Steering in the direction of energy. You're using your energy for something that you could use your energy to do something else that's better.
Much higher and better for yourself. Things you want to accomplish in life. Things you want to do for yourself, like learn a new language. Instead of drinking a beer, having a six-pack of beer, seriously? Like, I took the time. I need to take the time. Let me learn Japanese. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Let me do that.
Or become a public adjuster.
Yes, learn to become a public adjuster and devote all that time and energy to helping people.
Helping people.
And helping yourself. And that's why we're here, talking about claims.
That's right.
Yes.
And of course, Claimology, Matthew Vanderford is here. You can ask any question, 850-437-1620. Literally nothing is off the table when it comes to like Matthew coming in, whether it's life or insurance, a claim. You know, we see, what was its name again? Fred.
Yes.
How did you fare during Fred?
We fared Fred well, actually, down in the Fort Walton area, down in the Panhandle, where mm-hmm. where the main office is. And so, well, actually in Destin, but that whole area, we work from, we cover a whole area of Florida. But so the Panhandle where it came through, it wasn't that bad. It was good. Nice. It was, we were actually, I was actually out surfing. I took the time to go take a surf that day. Yes.
Look at you. Yes. Well, I didn't and know so it that wasn't you really, surfed.
It was a try. I try to surf. I try. It's an attempt. It's an effort to do it, so which it makes it all much more fun. And so these waves in the tropical storm, I have to say this is my first tropical storm that I've surfed, right? And so my goal is to one day surf the pipeline in Hawaii. Like, that's it. Like, I can feel it. One day I was on a roof. This is a true story. I'm on a roof, and it's really hot, and I'm up there, and I'm just having this moment, this meditative moment, right? And all of a sudden, I just see the waves curling over me, and I feel the energy and literally see myself and feel it going through this wave. I'm like, I'm going to the pipeline. And that's it.
The North Shore of Hawaii.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. First of all, I have not surfed the pipeline, but I've been there.
Yes. Never been. How cool?
It's very cool. It's humbling. Mm. Very humbling. And actually, just being in Hawaii is very humbling. So you get to meet people. It's a very different way of life. And so I love that. That's a goal to have. I feel like people need to set those goals, whether it's like a dream goal where it's like, I want to go and do this, or it's like a financial goal or your work goal, whatever it is, careers, you know.
Life goal.
Yeah.
Fun goal. Kid goals. You know what? Go back to your kid goals. And have fun with being a kid again. Like, I want to be an astronaut. I want to go to the moon. Yes, I want to go to the moon. I think we've talked about that.
Yeah.
But my mom, actually, it's really cool. She's been an encourager of mine to kind of just be myself. And for her, she taught me, one of the biggest things she taught me is to continue just to enjoy life and to pursue your dreams. Mm-hmm. So I think at 62 or 63, she started to surf. And she took up surfing at 63. And I was like, you know what? I've always wanted to surf. I used to watch surfing on ESPN. Like, and I'm like, oh, I wish I could surf like that. But I never got aboard, never did anything about it. Aha, rule number one, do something about it. You got a dream? Do something about it. Write it down. Take action.
Wow. Okay, first of all, backtrack. Mom starting to surf at 63. My mom's 63. Where does she surf? Is she still in Jersey or is she here?
Oregon. Freaking full wetsuit, cold. Oh, yeah.
In like the cold?
Cannon Beach. Yeah, seriously.
Listen.
She had her own board custom made for it. Yeah.
What's your mom's name?
Carol.
Carol. If Carol can do it, you can do anything. Do not hold yourself back. Like, I think we hold ourselves back a lot. And even when it comes to claims, which we, of course, if you have a question about a current claim or anything going on with your insurance, you're not sure about your policy, what your coverage is, 850-437-1620 text line and phone line is open. But it comes to claims too. Like, we're told, oh, you'll never get money for that. Mm-hmm. Oh, that'll never get covered. Oh, don't even claim that. Or the insurance adjuster comes and is like, no, that's not covered. Or that's already been here. Or that's not, you know, in your premium, sorry. And then we're just like, oh, we give up. Done. Yes. Boom. Yeah.
Can't give up.
Now we have a tarp on our roof for 2 years or whatever.
Yes.
But there's other avenues for them to take.
Yes, absolutely. And that's part of the life that we live right here. So making sure, number one, that you protect yourself and taking care of yourself. That's why we're here. Yes, we're on the radio. We're talking about life and everything, but everything we're going to tie into claims. So if you do have a question, you can check us out online at www.insuranceadjusterschoolhouse.com. And that we are Claimology, and where we practice the art, science, and application of fair insurance claim settlements. And what does that really mean, the art, science, and application? It is an art, because you really have to understand, it's like painting, not by numbers, but there is a method. Bob Ross, when he makes a painting, he has a method to it. But his method is just uniquely his, and what he does is he makes a beautiful painting, and he can teach people how to do that. But the beautiful thing with claims is this. Sometimes we can teach you on the radio how to help yourself do claims and do claims well and to protect yourself and to make sure that if you have a claim with your insurance company that you take the right steps and appropriate actions to protect yourself. But in the event that you need help and you don't know where to turn, this is where you come to a public adjuster. And this is what we do. And as a public adjuster, our sole mission This is what I tell insureds all the time. I have one goal and one goal only: to make sure you receive the maximum benefit that you are eligible to receive in the policy, as the policy permits, that is ethical, moral, honest, and that will stand before a judge and a jury of our peers to ensure that you get everything that you deserve, no more and no less, because it's fraud either way. And that's what we try to do. And that's our goal, and that's the method. The method is to make sure that you have someone that's defending you and a voice for you when you don't know what to do. And you say, you know what? Something's not sitting right in my stomach. I don't have an easy feeling about it. That's your gut. Listen to it. There's something, there's a reason why it's telling you that.
Yeah.
Far too often, we ignore that. We ignore the warning signs. We ignore the warning signs that we live in Florida and there's hurricanes happening every year and people still forget to get insurance. Listen, I'm one of those people. I procrastinate on things. Like, hey, listen, I should be a sloth. Maybe in one of my lives I'm a sloth. I have no idea. Probably am. But hey, they're still around. And that's the good thing. I was having a conversation with a friend and she said, you know what? They're still around. I was like, yeah. And she's like, there's a method sometimes, and there's good things to being slow. Like, the dinosaurs are extinct. Sloth are still around. Hey, now, says something about it. You might have, like, you can eat animals and have really short arms. You're going out. You move like a sloth, you're in. You know what I mean? Hey, now.
Sloths are so cool, by the way. Like, you look at them, you're like, I need to be more like you. I need to chill out. That's at least awesome. In my brain.
Have you seen a baby platypus?
No, but now I'm Googling.
They're called a puggle. I just saw it last night. A puggle. Yeah, oh my God. If you want to ever own, like, okay, I don't want to own any wild animals anymore because it's not like dogs are already domesticated, so I feel like it's okay. But having, like, I would love to have a puggle. Oh my God, just to hold one. Just to hold it and go, like, oh my gosh, aren't they adorable? Are you
what
looking it up?
What in the world? Why have I never seen one of these before?
Oh, they're amazing.
I'm blown away.
Yeah.
It doesn't even look real.
No.
And as it grows, it kind of looks like, literally it looks like a baby duck.
Oh my God.
Got in with a beaver.
With a little web. It's adorable.
Oh my goodness. But yeah. See, I
but then
love
they've
this.
Got that fang, that poison fang, I think, as they grow up, it like can penetrate. I don't know. They're like, dude, platypuses are like really crazy creatures. They're amazing.
Your name can't be platypus and you can kill me.
But I don't know, right? I don't know. I think that's why when you're young, you're called puggles, because they don't do any damage then.
You're good now, and then you
morph.
Turn into a deadly creature.
Right? Yeah, I think so. I don't know.
That's crazy. So but I love that, though, what you're saying with, like, things take time sometimes.
Yes.
But getting the right people in the midst of a claim, though, will help in that waiting process, though.
Absolutely. And most importantly, time is of the essence. And I mean, time is relative. That is like a really cool thing. However, we do go by a clock, which is crazy. So at the same time, your claims, when you do have claims, they do have a lifespan. And you need to make sure that you're acting accordingly to how long your lifespan of the claim is. But you don't know that as any day. I didn't know that before I was a public adjuster, that I had so much time to file a claim. I had no idea. Who knows that? So now, in the wake of the new legislation, you're only going to have 2 years to file a hurricane claim. And we just had a tropical storm pass through. Thankfully, it wasn't a hurricane, right? But we do have 2 years now in the state of an emergency when that's called. So when the governor declares a state of an emergency, from that time forward, it's going to, and there's a named storm or an event that they declared, then you're going to have 2 years to file that. And there could be some contest every once in a while with what qualifies. But at the same time, you don't want to go down that rabbit hole. You don't want to have to nitpick at that particular time period. You want to make sure that you get your claim filed timely. And if you have questions, reach out and contact someone. You can call us at 850-684-4794. Again, 850-684-4794. That's the main number for Claimology. Or you can send us, you can reach us out online. You can call us here too anytime. You can text us if you have questions about anything. And it's not just about claims. I like to try to make the show a little bit light because we talk about claims all the time. And you know what? This is what we're here for, trying to help everyone.
So somebody's wondering, how much does it cost to go through the program to become a public adjuster? And what does your schedule usually look like?
Oh, that's pretty cool. As a public adjuster, it's very flexible. That's what's pretty neat. Some of the colleagues that I've worked with actually started part-time. They were actually working two jobs already, and we were able to work it. So they were able to slowly transition themselves from working two jobs to working one job to working just solely as working a public adjuster.
Oh, wow.
Yep, so it's pretty neat. And so it's really, that's the cool thing about this type of lifestyle and career. And the great thing too, in regards to how much does it cost to actually start, when we help people at Claimology, there's no cost for you up front. We take care of all the costs, all the expenses, all the licensing, all the testing. We put the investment in the people to make sure that they're there, because we want to make sure that the right people are there, and if they're there, we want to make sure that they're taken care of. We pay for all that.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah,
I feel like I know this, and then it still blows my mind at the same time every time you tell me. So do you have like classes that start up in the fall, or do you just enroll anytime? How does it work?
So the enrollment process would start. You would reach out to us, and you can email us at claims@insuranceadjusterschoolhouse.com. You can reach us, and you can send the information there. Or you can send us a text at, you can give us a call too as well. But most importantly, the process, once you start it, it only takes, there's pre-testing. And so the pre-testing is kind of like the big deal. Like, that can take as long as you need. Typically, there's about a six-month window. It doesn't take that long for the pre-testing. Some people get it taken care of in a month. Some people take the pre-testing in 3 weeks. Some people take 4 to 6 weeks. It really depends on how quickly you want to push yourself in the testing. The better that you can pre-test and get all of your, because you have to understand insurance principles.
Sure.
You're going to be tested on state legislation issues, because you're going to have to sit before what's called a Pearson View, which is a nationally accredited testing agency. And so you have to sit and get that. And after the pre-test, then you sit for that test. And once you pass that, thankfully, you don't have to pass with a 70, right? So passing with a 70 is fantastic. You don't have to get a perfect score. And that's not the point. You don't have to get a perfect score. The point is to understand the principles to be able to help people.
Okay.
And then there's always continuing education, which we have to continue for. So the overall process to become a public adjuster, once you take your test and you start that process, it's a six-month period to be an apprenticeship. And once that apprenticeship happens, that's over, then you can qualify to become a public adjuster.
Very nice. Look
yes.
at that.
Mm-hmm.
So how much has becoming a public adjuster changed your life personally?
In every way, shape, and form. It still changes me today. It humbles me every day. Having access to people in their most horrible, worst times in the face of their life has dramatically mm-hmm. changed me. Seeing people in the wake of devastation, honestly asking myself every single day, what's my intention? Where is my integrity? What am I having to do? Knowing that these claims sit before a judge and a jury potentially pushes me to more thorough, more honest, more fair.
Yeah.
I mean, we have to push ourselves. And so I'm just grateful for this vehicle and the fact that I can meet with people and help them in a real tangible way.
Mm-hmm.
Like I just had a conversation with a woman. I was talking with her. She just called me again today. And her claim has been underpaid. And we have below deductible denials. People don't know what to do. They can't supplement. They talk to their insurance carrier and their carrier's not responding. They don't know what to do. And so yes, as a public adjuster, we are compensated on a contingency basis. We are paid only if we help you collect. So I could spend 100 hours on your claim, and if your claim doesn't get settled, I don't get paid. So we take on all the risk.
Wow.
We do absolutely everything to make sure you get paid. So when I look at a claim and we look at it, we want to make sure, yes, and we'll tell you up front, be prepared to go the distance.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to prepare your claim like it's going to go to court, because sometimes that's the only way you are going to get paid. Unfortunately, in this reality, in the world that we live in, we have to do that. But thankfully, in doing that, it makes us tighter and our game gets tighter and it makes our person get better. Because guess what? We have to face examinations under oath. We have to do that. I have a deposition scheduled later on for this afternoon. I'm getting deposed on the estimating process. Yes, before an attorney. And those are all those records that are kept. So these are things that, and so guess what? When attorneys do this as a public adjuster, they're also data mining. Believe me, insurance companies use attorneys to figure out how they can, number one, make legislation happen, to
sure.
change things. So when you become deposed, they take the opportunity to ask a lot of questions. How did you get in contact with this person? How did they come in contact with you? Why do you think legislation changed right now with how roofers can go talk to people? Because through depositions, they find out, oh, a roofer talked to you? A roofer recommended you to do this? Oh, and all of a sudden they say, oh, we got to stop this.
Wow.
Yes, they do. So we have to understand, like, everything. Like, that was a great question. How has this changed me, this job? It changes me every day, every single day. And I'm very grateful for it.
Yeah, you never realize, like, what everybody is going through just on a daily basis until you either ask them or you're put in that situation or you yourself is put in that situation. And like the crazy part is like, you think, oh, public adjusters, public, you know, are the same as insurance adjusters, and they're not. And we can differentiate that. But they automatically think, oh, they're just here to give me like the minimal amount. But the public adjuster in climatology, that's not the case at all.
Right. We're not. I consider that fraud in the same sense of inflating a claim as fraud.
Mm-hmm.
I get accused. I'm not kidding you. Public adjusters get accused all the time of inflating a claim. All the time. And so, like, take, for example, I literally just had to go through an estimate that was written by an examiner at $57,000, and we submitted an estimate at $117,000.
Mm-hmm.
And the attorney who's prepping me for the deposition is asking me, how is this possible? I said, let's go line by line. And when we're looking at this, when you go line by line, what is this estimate? You have to literally go, why did I include this line item? Why did I include this line item? Why did I include this line item? And there could be 300 plus line items
right
in there. You have to do that. And that's important. And that's how we write our estimates, to be able to defend that. This is why. And thankfully, there are laws and there are statutes and there are case law that allow us the ability to write claims in a certain fashion. And so that's how we write claims. We write claims based upon the precedence that is set before us, that as the case law allows, through the insurance vehicle, to make sure the insured gets every penny that they're entitled to receive through the law.
So Here's a question. 850-437-1620. We have about 3 minutes left. Will the new legislation cause a spike in fraudulent activity when it comes to claims?
Interesting. There's the whole point of legislation, they say, is to prevent fraud. Dun, dun, dun. You know what I mean? Oh, and that's that little sloth from The Croods. I love that. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. That's true.
The belt. He's the belt. I love it. He's traveled all the way from there to here. As a belt, right? I need one. I would like one. Living, not dead. You know?
A sloth, yeah. Yes. Alive. Okay, but okay, so, it could.
Yes. No, so, but what the, going back to the point of this conversation, it's supposed to prevent fraud, right? However, interestingly enough, which is really cool, this is actually, the legislation is actually going to speed up claims too, because it's actually going to enforce the laws that are already on the books, that if you have to go to suit, it has to be resolved in 18 months. It can't drag out for 3 years anymore. That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
That is amazing. So there are good things that are happening out of this legislation. So the simple fact that there are things that are happening that aren't so good, and those laws concerning fraud with roofers and everything like that, they're now challenging that as unconstitutional and getting that stricken. They're really fighting this right now. The stuff that the laws that were trying to be passed, once they're passed, see, they don't care if it's constitutional or unconstitutional. It doesn't matter. Once it's on the books, now you have to fight to get it off. That's the whole point. Once it's on there, you got to fight to get it off, and then the fight goes away, and then there's all these things. So
it costs you more money.
Yeah, so that's why they...
More time.
Nobody cares if it's right, moral, or ethical. Once it's on the books, it's on the books. You got to... And it fights to get it off.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah, legislation changes a lot. Mm-hmm. I will say that much, and it changes people's lives. All right, we're winding down to the last part of our show.
And that's why I will say one thing.
Yeah.
If we have any public adjusters out there that are looking to get involved, I mean, be a voice.
Mm-hmm.
Be a voice as a public adjuster. Get out there and speak and help people and help people's lives. And definitely get involved. People need to contact their congresspeople and their senators and say, hey, listen, please, you represent us. Make sure the laws are favorable to us as consumers, which the great state of Florida is.
Mm-hmm.
They're protectors of the consumers. Voice it. Keep pushing. Make the state great again.
Amen. I like that. Matthew Vandiford with Claimology. Thank you for taking time out of your day to come educate us and share on the expert panel. Where can they find you online?
www.insuranceadjusterschoolhouse.com.
And we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Yes.
Keep shining out there in the world.
And caca. From up.
Yep.
Yes. Caca.
I wish I could get in the entire phrase that he says, but that's perfect. Oh, all right, guys. We will see you tomorrow morning. We have the Neal Clinic at 9 a.m. And, of course, Stephen Schmidt hosts Boat Smart at 10. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a good one.